The Rebel Squadrons present Star Wars Charybdis, Episode 1, Smoke and Mirrors, featuring script work by Janet Skye and Alex Travia-Grantari.
But no, it can't be.
There was nothing we could do. She was too far gone.
She can't be dead. She can't. No!
Ugh. Is it finally over?
Somebody, Graf needs a tissue.
Thanks.
I can't believe you all sniffling away like school children. That was, quite possibly, the worst Holo film I have ever seen.
How can you say that?
He couldn't have been surprised that she died. She needed medical treatment. He should have made sure she got it.
But he let her stay so she could fulfill her lifelong dream of performing before an audience before she died.
You know the perfect time to fulfill lifelong dreams? When you're not dying of Sirmholm syndrome. If she'd have gone in for the treatment, she could have looked forward to another 40 years of dream fulfillment. Not exactly an even trade in my book.
Wait, why are you complaining? You're the one who brought that mush on board in the first place.
Well, I thought it was going to be better than this, obviously. I mean, come on, the title made it sound brilliant. Death or Glory Awaits. How could you not be drawn to a film of that caliber?
Well, here, let me read the summary on the box. The story of a mailroom clerk's rise to 15-star Rear Brigadier General Admiral, Commander-in-Chief of the whole galaxy. Guys, that is a comedy, not a drama. And look, it's not even this movie. Someone's put it in the wrong box. We've just been watching the music in her soul.
Death or Glory Awaits still sounded nice.
Look who plays the lead character in that one. Blast Hyperdoom. He's probably the worst wrestler turn actor ever. I cannot believe you wanted to see that.
Alright, enough chit-chat. Gather around. This is our target. It is a listening post that we think has been intercepting secure transmissions. It's on the dark side of this moon, so it's purely serendipity that we stumbled upon it. Still, it would explain the fleet movements in this sector.
It's minuscule. Why don't we just pound it from orbit?
Because if it stops transmitting, then the remnant's going to know something's up.
Exactly. On the other hand, if we catch them unawares, we can let it keep transmitting dead air. It'll be weeks before they figure out what's happened, which gives us the upper hand again.
For a while, anyway.
Yes, for a while.
Won't they check in before then?
No, that's the beauty of it. The post doesn't send anything apart from the secured data once a week, to minimize the chances of giving away their location. And if they don't hear anything? Well, it's not uncommon for a month to elapse without hearing from them at all.
What's the operating time frame?
As long as we need. The Charybdis is under strict orders not to come after us if anything goes wrong. They'd be detected for sure. These little transports, though, ought to be able to slip in under the radar. 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Suit up.
Alright. Scans show it's just a few meters in that direction. We'll be able to slip in the back door and hopefully no one will be the wiser.
Right. Because our plans always work out.
Shh.
All right, Graf. Open the door.
You don't belong here.
Two guards down. But stay sharp, there might be more.
The control room's just down that corridor, but it'll be security protected.
You do mean locked, don't you? I mean, you could just say locked, but no.
Fine, it'll be locked. The point is, there's probably a key on one of the guards. Search him.
Here, got it.
Let's move. Okay, Janet, try it out.
Halt! Who goes there?
Oh, ah! Oh!
That was easy. Almost too easy.
Well, it's a small outpost. 4-on-6, that's pretty good odds, I think.
Now what?
We set up a security monitor. I want to know if someone starts running this place again.
I'm on it. All of us are wired in just a few minutes. Anyone tries to send a signal out of here and we'll be notified.
Well, looks like we'll make it back in time for breakfast.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Oh, here we go.
What is it?
There's a hidden switch here behind the panel. You see? Yep, trap door.
Where does the ladder lead?
Well, how should I know?
Let's go have a look.
Kinda keeps going on forever, doesn't it?
Cut it out, you coward.
I just don't like going into this kind of situation blind.
Just keep climbing. That's an order.
Hold on, I think we're at the bottom. Sure is dark down here.
We must have triggered something.
What is this place?
It looks like a control room.
Wait, look at these construction patterns. This diagram on the wall. It looks like a geothermal power plant.
So, wait a minute. How big is this place?
This type of plant is generally huge. You usually have a couple hundred workers plus guards. They don't really make a whole lot of power, but they last a long time. That's probably why the lights came on when we came in the room. They're trying to conserve the power.
I vote we hightail it out of here and come back with the Charybdis. We can blow this thing away.
But what about keeping the listening post running?
I'm willing to bet that the listening post wasn't even operational. Probably just a front for the real operation underground.
Well, that changes things.
Yeah.
I hate to break this to you, but we're not exactly equipped to blow up a power plant. I still say our best bet is to leave before we're discovered here.
We've just triggered the lights in a room that only activates when people enter. Do you really think that we're still undiscovered? Besides, a base of this size, unlike the listening post, will have fighter support. So realistically, our options are either A, take it down, or B, get shot in the rear before we can calculate a hyperspace jump.
Well, alright team, let's take this thing down. Just how do we intend to do it?
We could create a feedback loop.
And make the core overload itself?
Auto work.
Let's do it then.
Graf, you know more about this than we do. What do you need?
I can do it once we get to the central core room. I can do the rewiring in just a few minutes if y'all cover me.
A few minutes? During which we're just sitting ducks?
You have a better plan?
Well, admittedly, I'm not an engineering genius. But my plan runs more along the lines of tossing a thermal detonator into the cooling unit.
Does your plan also include being blown up before we even have a prayer of reaching the ship?
No, of course not.
You should learn to expect the unexpected then.
Alright, what do we do?
Well, we're gonna have to flush a radiation chamber first before we can get in there. And we might need to power the base up to full operating capacity so once it goes critical they don't have time to shut it down.
In that case, suggest we split into two teams, one to handle each objective, and then meet at the core. I've got Janet.
You'll want to head off that way then, towards the command center.
Good luck to the both of you.
Right, we'll head to the core and start flushing it out. These pipes here will probably lead to the core eventually. Right, lead us right to it.
Oh, how lovely.
Remember, above all else, stay quiet. If we can get through this without raising the alarm, so much the better.
Do you think we should bludgeon a couple of stormtroopers and then steal their uniforms in order to blend in?
Everyone does that. And when's the last time you actually saw it work?
Oh, a year ago. It worked then, didn't it?
When? I don't remember this.
2 days before that wedding, remember?
But that was Colonel DeLong's bachelor party. You're all just dressed as singing stormtroopers.
Oh, yeah, okay, but we blended in well, didn't we?
This is not a conversation I actually believe I'm having. I don't believe it at all. Saved your life. Now stay alert, or you'll die.
Oh, thank you for that pearl of wisdom. You should look into a career as a motivational speaker. With eloquence like that, I'm sure people will just be dying to get into your seminars. Great orator, they'll call you. You'll
gods.
Looks like four, but they may have buddies I can't see. I don't think we need to take this many on.
Well, the cancer's fate was them to die of old age. The power startup. Alex and Jen made it.
Hey, look, they're coming to see what's up. Get ready.
Got him. There's Alex and Janet.
Everything good?
It'll do. Radiation levels will be safe in just a minute.
Graf, can you open the ray shielding so we can see into the chamber? Thanks. Now, where do you need to be in there?
Right in the center, right under those spinning concentric rings.
There are entrances from all four sides in there. And you want us to defend that position for how long?
5 minutes max.
Oh, is that it? Well, that's not too long to stay a sitting duck. At all.
Cut his sarcasm, we can do it.
Just to satisfy my own curiosity, what happens if we hit one of the rings?
Well, let's see. The base and everything in it will be incinerated within seconds.
It's ready, let's go.
Janet, take the north side. Alex, south. I'll cover west. Graf in the middle. And be quick.
I'm on it.
How much longer?
I nearly got the panel off.
Quickly, please!
Careful, Jack! There. Saved your life.
I saved you twice.
Almost there. Got it.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we have 5 minutes before the biggest fireworks show in the history of the universe.
I feel a quick, strong direction of the surface being an excellent career move at this point, guys.
Whoa. We're not going to get out of the way we came.
Where'd all those stormtroopers come from?
There go the blast doors! Quick, grenade!
We've got, 4 minutes to either blast our way through those blast doors or find a different route out of here.
You can't blast your way through blast doors. That's why they're called blast doors.
I think he means to hotwire it.
There's no way we've got time for... Man, you're the fastest.
In the galaxy.
It's clear. Go, go, go.
Don't have to tell me twice.
There's the transport.
Charybdis, here we come.
Not out of it yet. Look.
Oh, great. TIE fighters.
Increase the power and stand by the guns.
Gotcha.
I'm on it.
Shuttle to Charybdis. Charybdis, come in. Charybdis, where'd they take off to?
Light one, most likely. His operation sent up something bigger than what we first thought. Hang on.
Would you mind flying around the blaster fire?
Doing the best I can here. Just hold them off a little longer. Hold them off.
There she is. Charybdis, good to see you. Mind lending us a hand here?
With pleasure, sir.
Time's up. Everyone, hang on to your hats.
Well, Graf, looks like you got your wish.
Look at them, they're bugging out.
We're not out of the woods yet. I want the senior staff ready for debriefing as soon as we land. Take a scene.
Many questions still remain for our heroes. What was the Remnant doing with that geothermal energy plant? Why risk placing it so close to New Republic space? Find the answers to these and other exciting questions in future episodes.
In that episode of Star Wars Charybdis, Janet Sky played herself, Antonio played Commander Vladimir Malnank. Graf Starkiller was himself and the man in the holofilm, and Alex Travia Grentari was himself and the medical droid in the holofilm. The script was based upon situations originally created by George Lucas. Janet Sky and Alex Travia co-authored the script, and the sound mixer was Alex Travia. The announcer was Anthony Christensen. Sound effects and music were provided by the LucasArts Entertainment Company, Volition Entertainment, John Williams, Howard Goodall, Greg Edmondson, and CCP Games. This has been a production of the Rebel Squadrons, a non-profit gaming and fiction writing group composed entirely of and creating content exclusively for fans. All unoriginal sound effects and music are licensed to their original creators. No infringement is intended. If you would like to learn more about the Rebel Squadrons and join either their Star Wars gaming division or become a part of future audio productions, you can visit their website at www.rebelsquadrons.org. The drama The Music in Her Soul and the comedy Death or Glory Awaits are now available on home video in either cassette, disc, or three-dimensional DD Cube formats.